Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Leslie.
I'm Tessie.
And we are sisters-in-law. We started this podcast because we were so impressed and in love with the women around us that were moving through this world doing really incredible things with their lives. They weren't necessarily getting a ton of attention for it. They might have just been doing these things in their homes and in their communities. But we noticed, and we wanted to come up with a platform that could really celebrate these things and also give voice to many of the issues and topics that women are interested in. So on Mondays, we interview these women about the things that they're working on in their homes, outside of their homes, and we learn a lot, and we love the time that we spend with them. On Wednesdays, we offer mini episodes, Mama Bear Minis, where Tessie and I just come together and we talk about the things that we're observing in the world and that we just want to dig into a little bit.
Today, we're talking about coffee and wine.
Coffee and wine.
Nice work. Well done.
Coffee and wine.
It's a thing. It's a thing for us, right? We're trying to get to the bottom of why these things seem so important to the moms. Why are there shirts about this? Why are there coffee mugs about this,
like, and wine glasses? Bumper stickers.
There are bumper stickers,
like,
about this.
Moms and coffee and wine.
Yes.
So we have to discuss.
But before we do that, we are going to answer a question that was submitted by a listener, a friend of the podcast. And you know what? We haven't done for a while. Our obsessions.
Obsessions.
There it is. Leslie's had her coffee.
We're
feeling pretty sad about the fact that we can't tell you what we're obsessed with, or we haven't been able to lately. So we're going to do that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Probably a little too much fun. So depending on when you're listening, I have to say it, Tessie, pour yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and settle in.
Here we go.
Okay, so let's start with the Mama Bear question.
Yeah.
A Mama Bear listener asked us, how do you always find such interesting and inspiring guests? Are you really great friends with all of these people? I mean, I'm laughing because it's amazing that one might assume that we're actually friends with all of these amazing people. I mean, our friends are amazing.
Yes. Super amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think we can also admit that in earlier episodes, most were indeed our friends.
We totally made our friends come and sit down.
Some
with
of
us.
Them were not happy that we made them do that, but we made them anyway.
That's right.
The listeners love them. But because more people have heard about the podcast, it's resonating with you guys because you see your friends in our guests. Don't you think that's one of the reasons it's
resonating?
Yes.
People. They think they listen to one of our episodes with a guest that's so relatable and so fantastic, and they're like, wait, I know, like, 10 people just like this.
Exactly.
Let's get them on the show.
Yes. So we've gotten emails. We've gotten messages. They're your friends.
You guys are telling
us about it. But the best part is they become our friends.
Absolutely. It's interesting. I think it's kind of a similar phenomenon, and obviously at a different level than just the Humans of New York. If you don't follow them on Facebook or, like, read the books, they're fantastic. I mean, this guy, he's a photographer. His name is Brandon something. He walks through New York City and just randomly snaps photos of people. Totally random strangers on the sidewalk, but then gathers this incredible and fascinating story from...
in, like, two paragraphs.
Yeah, from every single one of them.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what's happening here, is that people are just endlessly fascinating, and that we've been connected to women who have stories. We all have stories.
Right.
This podcast could last a million years, and we would never interview... We could never run out of endlessly fascinating people.
Well, and I think that's why we started to be purposeful in our intro about saying, hey, we're interviewing you. Even if we're not literally interviewing you, we're interviewing people like you. Because we started to get some feedback like, oh, I'm not doing anything compared to these women. But if we sat down to talk to you, I guarantee you there'd be listeners out there who are like, what? I'm not doing as cool things as you are.
Yeah.
Like, this is you, you guys. Just like, I love that you brought up the humans of New York, because you realize we all have a story mm-hmm. that's worth sharing.
Absolutely.
So that's you, listener. And that's why I think you keep coming back to this podcast. Because even though on the surface you might think, I'm not doing anything cool, I think deep down you know, my story counts too. My story matters. Mm-hmm. And that's what our favorite part about this podcast is that we get to just honor that in the women that we talk to. Whether they came to us from our own friend base or from strangers who listen to the podcast saying, yeah. you've got to interview this woman, yeah. this woman. It's been so fun because, like you said, the well is deep.
Mm, it's so deep. So if you know anyone who mm-hmm. you think would be a good fit on the show, email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com. And we'd love to get to know them as well.
We would. I feel like they do need to make sure their friend knows. Like, you probably will gain two new friends from this. Tessie and Leslie will insert themselves into your life if you come onto the podcast.
Watch so. Out. Like, enter with caution, for
exactly.
sure.
So, Leslie, coffee, wine, moms. It's big. It's big, right?
It is. It's huge.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've gone a day in the last year without some mom posting something about loving her coffee, about not talking to her until the coffee has hit a certain limit and, you know, digested into her bloodstream, or... like, is it wine time yet? 5 o'clock somewhere? Like, these things, right? It's always, they're in memes, they're on shirts.
Yeah.
You saw bumper stickers. What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, I get it to
yes.
some extent. Like, I'm certainly one of those people. Maybe I'm the only person. I don't know. But, like, I go to bed at night excited for my coffee the next
You've
day.
You've said this before. You are the only person I know that's that
Come on. Way. There's got to be more of us out there. There's got to be.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I can get that. And I love wine. Yeah. I'm a red wine drinker. And so, yeah, I mean, often my friends and I will plan events around the two. Like,
right.
we'll meet for coffee
yep.
or we'll meet for wine. But it certainly has become, it's taken on kind of this life of its own. I was talking with my mom, and from her standpoint, she feels like it's kind of a newer thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was mothering in the 80s and felt like, you know, it was more common to talk about, like, the Friday night cocktail rather than just all of the wine all
right.
of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't know if the price point back then was a bit more. I mean, maybe it's just more of, you know, you can buy a decent bottle of wine for
yes.
$8 or $9
yes.
now. Or if people just weren't talking about it back,
right.
you know, then. But I definitely feel like it's a phenomenon here.
Right.
I know that I can be pretty serious, so sometimes, like, I will overthink things and just, like, think it to death and sometimes will come up with, like, subplots that don't really support the or further the main plot.
Right.
But I can't help but wonder what it is about consuming coffee and wine that is so consuming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think I have a few theories about it.
I want to start by saying, like, I don't want our listeners to think that we don't get it in a real way in terms of, like, this is a thing for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Chicago, and as a thank you to Irene, who hosted us, we gave her what?
You brought coffee, and I brought wine.
Yes! So, you guys, like, we are part of this culture. We don't want you to think we're standing
yeah.
out from outside the culture, like, what are you moms doing with your coffee and wine? Like, we are those moms.
We
but
are.
We wanted to internally reflect on why we are also part of this
coffee
culture.
Coffee and wine, right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so you feel like you have some theories.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
So I was
right.
thinking about it, and with coffee, I mean, coffee is like this ancient pleasure, mm. right? I mean, founded in Ethiopia.
Oh.
I mean, we kind of, as moms to Ethiopians, we basically have to drink coffee.
I think it is... part of our, we have to.
Mm-hmm. And so, and we're human. Yeah.
We're humans. And we care so deeply about our kids' home culture. Those two things.
And right. So this is something that humans have recognized as being pleasurable.
Right.
Like for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's also a stimulant. Mm-hmm. And so when you're up nursing babies or comforting toddlers or 10-year-olds.
Yeah, or just having wine late into the night with your friends.
Right, like you need the caffeine. Yes. You want the caffeine. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one thing. Sometimes I feel like it's a status thing. So like when you walk into a room holding your thing of coffee, I mean, people have commented about this at the school where my kids go, like I'm a total stereotype of a mom who walks in with with her coffee. Mm. And it might be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, do I even want this coffee? Like, what do I feel? Is it my crutch? Like, I feel just better when I have, I mean, I feel like I dance better if I'm holding a beer or if I'm holding.
Yes. I see what you're saying. Like okay. A mask.
So yeah, maybe that's
a thing. Well, and you know, we're in fall. So mm-hmm. it's like, peak stereotypical white girl with your pumpkin spice latte and your yoga pants and your boots, right? And your big chunky scarf. Peak.
It is. It's peak season.
Yeah. So I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think, I mean, coffee is an appetite suppressant. So sometimes I wonder, too, if that's like a crutch if you're trying to lose weight.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
I don't think it suppresses it enough for me.
It doesn't work.
Nothing can suppress the test.
So wine. Yeah. I have a few theories about wine too. So like I said before, I think it's just less expensive than it's ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember
for delicious wine.
Right. For good wine.
You don't have to sacrifice quality.
I remember like 10 years ago, the $2 Chuck.
Mm.
You know, I mean, like it was critically acclaimed, and it was like $3 a bottle.
Yeah, so, you got me onto the $2 Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's accessible. So, yep. I also think we're better educated about wine. I think there was probably a time when it was a little intimidating, and it's not really anymore for the majority of people. Like, you can feel pretty confident in. You know that you probably know you like one certain kind of wine. So you know what you can order.
Right. Which kind of makes me think there might be a status thing to wine as well. Like you said, there's a status thing to coffee, but probably to wine too. Like, does it make you feel mature?
Right.
Does it make you feel like a grown ass woman? Mm-hmm. Like, I think there might be something about status with wine too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a me thing. Mm-hmm. Like, our kids can't drink it. A lot of husbands might not like it or might prefer something else. Mm-hmm. And so I think that
like if they're Jake, like a margarita.
That's right.
He talked about that on the podcast he was on. We'll have to link it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think it's something that, like, it's just for us.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. Like, I think that there should be things that are just for us. But I also think there is sort of this darker side of it.
Of course.
And I know it's been true for me. I mean, sometimes I worry, you know, that there's so much stress to parenthood that we're constantly comparing, you know, ourselves to one another, and that we're kind of in this weird cycle of stressful parenting, you know, where it becomes not this like enjoyable act, but like this high pressure, high stakes game. And we cope with a couple glasses of wine at night. I'm really conscious of this personally. I can't always trust myself to drink one glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it turns into 2 glasses of wine or 3 glasses of wine, depending on my mood.
Right.
And so it really can become sort of this self-medication, you know. And it's funny because the nights that I... like, maybe I'm feeling really down or, like, I'm using wine as, like, an escape mechanism, I'll have 2 glasses, 3 glasses, and then I wake up in the morning, and I'm not feeling great, and guess what I reach for?
You need more coffee.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a thing. There is obviously alcoholism, which is a whole different ball of wax. We're not even going to touch that, you guys, so just realize that we understand that that's also part of this. Like, there's obviously a line there, but I think it's also dangerous. Nobody talks about that blurred line where it's still escapism, but you're not drinking throughout the day. You're not like, it's not alcoholism, but it's still escapism, mm-hmm. which is still not good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can admit it's still not good. We both love the taste of wine. So, and there's nothing wrong with like a glass of wine to just enjoy it and to have it at the end of the day, like as
high
a little nightcap.
Antioxidants.
Yeah. I mean, I there are some health benefits. But like you said, there's this phenomenon of when I've had a hard day with my husband, with my kids, with a friend, why do I want that second, third glass? Well, it's because it's a lot easier than sitting with that uncomfortable nature mm-hmm. of just like, how do I do better tomorrow?
Right.
You know? And that's what we're talking about. Like, sometimes in our culture, it feels like coffee and wine are becoming our escape mm-hmm. from the hard realness of life.
Well, I think that's really true. And I know we were both had read this article about a woman who I think, I'm pretty sure she is an alcoholic, or she's sober now.
Yes, she's sober now.
Right. But she was sort of lamenting this culture of women, of every event we go to has the opportunity to drink wine.
I don't even think the opportunity, it's built, mm-hmm. the actual event is built around it. So it's not just that like, hey, come to my whatever, and then it'll be offered. It's like, come drink wine and we'll talk about this.
Right.
You know?
I mean, our party for the first many years.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that.
Wine to water. It's all about the wine. So there is like this thing happening where, you know, in the article she was sort of lamenting, like, I don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
So where do I fit? Like what, you know, and it's not like everyone, she is judging her, thinking about her even. However, it's a struggle.
Yes. And I think that's the thing. We talk about like just figuring out who you are. If you love the taste of coffee, I mean, I've talked to a few friends recently who are like, I don't even like the taste of coffee. I just do it for the stimulant, which is interesting. Like then maybe you're not getting the sleep that your body needs. Mm-hmm. Like then you need to honor your body and go to bed earlier or sleep in a little later, right? Like then you, I mean, it's obviously if you have a newborn, forget it. Like drink the coffee. But
you only know, like 5 ounces and because otherwise your kid won't sleep or something. I don't know. I remember that being like, what?
Right. There's that struggle of your breastfeeding too. But if your kids are older, then maybe it's time to internally reflect and say like, what does my body need? If I don't like the taste of it, why am I drinking it?
Yeah. You know, when I was in Tanzania this mm-hmm. spring, so much of who I am, not so much, but some of who I am is like a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Like it is part of how I've defined myself is like, she loves coffee. Oh my gosh. Give her Starbucks. If you ever need to buy me something like Starbucks gift cards, it is whatever. So I was packing for Tanzania and I was on Amazon and saw this little heater, like travel heater. So what you do is you put this, you plug it in, you put it in your
obsessed sesh.
I did. Mm-hmm. You're right. So I was like coffee insecure. I bought the Via packs, I bought the heater, and I packed them in my suitcase. And I got to Tanzania thinking, I am a coffee drinker. This is who I am. Yeah. This is what I do.
Right.
I didn't even take that thing out of the package. I realized there, like, you know what? I can have one cup of coffee with breakfast, and I actually don't need more than that. I thought I did. I thought I needed a grande coffee every day. Right. Some days a venti coffee. And since then, I've cut down on my coffee consumption.
That's awesome. Because there's nothing like a trip to Africa to make you realize who you are and who you're not. But, you know, listeners, you don't have to go to Africa. You can just stare out the window for a hot minute and come to the same conclusions, right?
So true. So, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think we just have to be careful, listeners, about celebrating it because we want... There are friends of ours or there are people in our circles who maybe are struggling with the darker side of that that are tipping towards alcoholism. That are embracing it as a way of escaping. And in our role as friends, as mama bears, is to come alongside them and be like, hey, what's going on? If you see that they're always posting this, maybe it's time to check in and just be like, hey, is everything okay? Like, I see this. If you're needing to talk, like, let's talk. Let's figure out what's going on. You know, maybe that's how your mama bear can be engaged is to say, if they're like, oh, can't wait for my 3 glasses of wine tonight because I've had a rough day, just be like, hey, how about we meet up for water instead?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
Leslie's not a fan of this idea.
She's like, well, if you offer me a walk or a glass of wine, like, I'm going to drink the glass of wine, but maybe this is my cry for help. I don't know. But what, Tessie, I know you enjoy both of these things.
Yeah.
What is currently dripping in your coffee pot or breathing in preparation for your evening glass of wine?
Well, I am so grateful to you, and I also have a friend, Carrie, who have recently been to Ethiopia. And yes, as we discussed, Ethiopia is the birthplace of coffee, and you brought back, as did she, a bag of Tomoka coffee, which is quintessential Ethiopia, if you've ever been. Or if you know a friend who's going, make sure they bring you back a bag. It makes the entire house smell. My 3 Ethiopian sons always drink it. Like, they can't get enough. There's something, like, visceral about their need for a taste,
they
too.
They sneak beans
do. They love opening it and smelling it from time to time. So good. So, so good. And I think I've discussed on here my favorite wine, Bogle. It's,
yeah,
like, $8.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I love Cab Sauv or Merlot. Cab Sauv is $9, Merlot is $8.
Really?
So I
same
go for,
brand?
Yeah, same brand.
Okay.
So I usually go for the Merlot, but that, I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
I drink black coffee.
I mean,
honestly, like, I like good, strong, dark roast. I'm pretty simple. Like, I really don't ever get, like, lattes or...
Yeah. Today in Starbucks, just as I get hangry and you've witnessed the hangry, I wonder what the equivalent is with coffee, hunger for coffee, because the Starbucks barista...
Strangry? Like, I don't know.
The Starbucks barista didn't have drip coffee and you were appalled, and then he didn't have like 2 other things you asked for and you just couldn't believe it.
I asked for Ethiopian, and that I thought was on, they were brewing that, but... You must have got the last cup. I don't know. And then I was like, well, whatever, dark roast. And then I was like, well, what about Pike's Place? And
which is the, like, Starbucks.
Their standard coffee. And he was just like, no, we don't have... I'm like, you're out of coffee? Like, you're testing me here. You are testing me.
Leslie is so sweet in every encounter she had. But I was like, oh, God, her mom bear's going to come out and be like, bring me my coffee. Yes. Yeah. So dark coffee. Yep.
Yes. And then I really like Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird. It's very strange. Like, most, you know, I don't know. I don't meet a lot of people who always go for that. But I really like Mark West Pinot Noir. And again, it's one of those, like, $9 a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In the same vein, we've not done this for a while, so I wanted to bring it back. Let's do it, Leslie. Let's hear you sing it out.
Obsessed.
There it is. Give me 3 of your favorite things.
Okay, so right now I'm loving Lucky Peach magazine. It's a foodie magazine. Mm. It's really beautiful. One of my friends had like a buy one get one, and so she sent me her second subscription. So yeah, it's just it's a great fun magazine. I had never heard of it before, and I'm enjoying that. I'm obsessed with the color Robin's Egg Blue.
Oh.
Like, whether it's nail polish. Really?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I love it. It's so pretty.
It is.
And then I was at the shoe store the other day, and I was looking for a pair of high heels for a wedding. I wanted like pink ones or red ones, just a little pop of color. But while I was there, I noticed these Vans high tops. And I really, really liked them. And I didn't buy them because I'm like, I don't know, can a mom of my age wear Vans high tops? And I just really, like, this is one of those things where I've, like, created all these plots and subplots. I'm totally overthinking it, and so I'm sort of obsessed. Like, I'm not even sure if I love them anymore.
Oh, you're just obsessed.
But I'm just obsessing over them.
Yeah. As an old wife, I would say you for sure can rock Vans high tops.
Awesome.
Just probably don't walk through Chicago in them.
Okay.
That
unless,
would be
like, my whole edgy... Like, the whole thing is edgy.
Yes. and you're only walking one city block.
Okay. All right. How about you, Tess? What are you obsessed with?
Well, my friend Bonnie in California had this when Zach went to visit them. I don't know how you pronounce this. It's A-U-K-E-Y. Oki or Aki? Something. They're magnets on the back of your phone. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to, in the car vent is the other magnet. So it is like posted up there. And I love it because often I just have my phone on my lap. Mm-hmm. And so if I feel the vibrate, if I get a thing, then I look down and I take my eyes off the road. I think I'm not alone there, right?
No, like
this is a thing that happens. And it's terrible.
Oh, it is.
But the best thing about having it at the vent, it's like a 2 second thing. Do I need to call this person? Is this my husband saying, what's going on? Where are you? Is this my son? Like, hey, can you call me? If it's not an emergency, I don't even look.
So you're just glancing over to like an air vent.
Yeah. The air vent right next to the steering wheel. It's so, and it's $8 on Amazon, you guys.
$8.
$8. And you get 2 magnets. So if you have multiple phone cases, you can put one on each case.
Okay.
You can also like give one to your significant other so that if they're in the car, but like we have, Zach bought one, we have ended up getting a few of them so that we can have multiple events.
Awesome.
I mean, it's just awesome.
That's fantastic.
You guys need to get it. So we'll link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
Check that out. We have done quite a few podcast marathons and I feel like one of my favorite parts is this microphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Blue Yeti microphone. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I think it changes the dynamic of our sound. I think we've really upped our game.
Well, and it was not a huge investment, but like it was an investment to buy these microphones. And I feel like in some ways it's very symbolic of like we're taking this seriously.
We are taking this seriously.
We're doing this.
Yeah, if you're taking it seriously, go to our website. Do your Amazon shopping through our website. Help support the podcast.
Seriously. No.
You know what my third thing is?
What?
I don't know if we'll have enough left over after our water party, but you brought back some bangles from Tanzania that we're selling at our water party. I'm obsessed. Obsessed. If we have enough, we'll update you guys,
we
listeners.
Should. Yeah.
We'll put it on our social media if we have some to sell afterwards. They are beautiful and they're heavy. When you sent the picture like, hey, well, these were from Tanzania. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell if they were cheaply made. These are heavy, well made, well built, beautiful bangles.
They are. And we're selling them with 100% of the proceeds going to water. Empower Tanzania's water project. So, and they were literally made by the village, the people who live in this village, the families there that will benefit from these water projects. Like,
I didn't even know that. That's amazing.
Picture of me shaking this woman's hand, and yeah, they're really beautiful. So I'm kind of obsessed with those two.
I know, and anyone who has seen them is obsessed.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful.
Yeah.
And what is it about? I'm obsessed with like wearing things that I know came from good places and are going to good things.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just make you feel good when you look down?
Totally does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are my obsessions.
Awesome. I think those are great.
Yeah, listeners, tell us what you're obsessed with. Because it's fun to talk about things, right? So tell us in the comments below. What are you loving?
Yeah.
What do we need to know about?
All right. Should we drop the dare?
Drop it like it's hot.
All right. Mama Bears, sometimes we do things out of habit. Sometimes we do them out of necessity. And sometimes it's out of sheer joy.
Mm-hmm.
We dare you today to dig deep and ask yourself what motivates you to consume the things that you do. We dare you to examine the choices that you make in all aspects of life and take a moment to consider why. Take a moment for some loving soul-searching and self-reflection just to make sure that you're staying true to what's best for you, that your actions reflect what lives on the inside. Sometimes it's the simple pleasures, that hot cup of coffee in the morning or a glass of wine in the evening. those are the things that get us through the long, short time of in the trenches mm-hmm. parenthood. But examine these choices and why you make them. Make sure your consumption of coffee, wine, chocolate, media, anything yeah. at all is in line with the desires and cravings of your heart. And then, Mama Bears, if you come up healthy and happy, we've got one thing to say. Cheers!
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 That's right. Thank you so much for listening to another mini where we kind of try to hash out what's on our minds this week. Remember, find us on social media, join the conversation, join the community. We haven't asked this of you lately, but please leave a review on iTunes.
Right.
Because, you guys, it helps us so much. It helps other mama bears who just need this support, need to be reminded of the way that they are rocking it out, that they are living their life with joy and compassion, and that we celebrate them. So please leave a review on iTunes. It helps boost our rating so that when people are looking for podcasts to listen to, we're one of the first ones they see. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. Each little review takes 3 seconds. If you have any questions on how to do that, definitely email us or hit us up on the social media. You guys, let us know who is moving you. Who have you witnessed doing cool things? Email us and they could be the next guest on our podcast. But until then, we will be back here on Monday mm-hmm. with an incredible woman that you might not have heard of, but you will not soon forget.
Salut! Cheers!
Mother Bears!
Oh, cheers, Mother Bears!